France, Germany and Luxembourg seize assets of Lebanon central bank chief. By Breitbart Jerusalem on March 29, 2022. AFP, France, Germany and Luxembourg have seized properties and frozen assets worth $130 million in a major operation linked to money laundering in Lebanon, the EU's justice agency said Monday. The seizures are linked to a probe launched by French investigators last year into the personal wealth of Riyad Salame, the central bank chief in crisis-hit Lebanon. Five properties in Germany and France were seized as well as several bank accounts were frozen, Eurojust said in a statement. The Hague-based Eurojust said the operation on Friday was directed against five individuals who were suspected of embezzling public funds in Lebanon of more than $330 million and €5 million, respectively, between 2002 and 2021. The five suspects include Salame, a former Merrill Lynch banker and members of his family, a source close to the probe told AFP. Prosecutors are probing Salame's alleged links to criminal association and money laundering, judicial sources said, following a similar move by Switzerland. A Lebanese judge last week charged Salame with illicit enrichment and money laundering after he failed to attend a court hearing for the fifth time. Legal proceedings opened against Salame after complaints filed by anti-graft groups in April last year, supported by a group of Lebanese citizens who lost money since the crisis hit the country in 2019. We contest entirely. Friday's seizures also include three properties in Germany, valued at €28 million, as well as other assets worth €7 million. In France, two Paris properties valued at €16 million, as well as a bank account with €2.2 million, were seized. In Luxembourg, around €11 million were frozen in another bank account, Eurojust said. The agency did not give any details on the suspects, saying they are assumed to be innocent until proven guilty. In posts since 1993 and once hailed by political and business leaders, Salame has been repeatedly accused by the government of former caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab of being responsible for the collapse of the Lebanese pound. The Lebanese public suspect him and other high officials of transferring money abroad during a 2019 uprising, when ordinary people were prevented from doing so. The 71-year-old financial official has defended himself, saying he believed he was being made the scapegoat for the Middle Eastern country's financial woes. His lawyers too have called for the opening of a judicial probe, saying it will give us access to the file, the contents of which we contest entirely. We will exercise our full remedies in the case, Salame's French lawyer Pierre Olivier Sir said.